there are some medications available that used to say that it does slow down the progression. That was about 10 years ago. And those now are found that it does not slow it down. It might make the symptoms a little bit more bearable, like the aggression, the anxiety, things like that.
Much like another any diagnosis, every person's situation is going to be different. Every person's prognosis is going to be different, correct?
It always starts in the same area, which is around the hippocampus, which is another word for your short-term memory bank. So that is why the short-term memory goes first, and the long-term memory stays pretty much until the end. But it does move around differently in everybody. If you've seen one person with Alzheimer's, you've only seen one.
There's no cure right now, but what about prevention?
Diet, exercise, watch your cholesterol, your blood pressure. In fact, in July, in our international conference, it came out that if you can keep your blood pressure at 120, that would be way beneficial to Alzheimer's disease.
Do we know about environmental factors, genetic factors?
Right now, it's about half of everybody over 85 will get Alzheimer's, and that's alarming. One out of three over 65. There's over 5.7 million people that have it now, and there'll be 10 million baby boomers that get Alzheimer's. Number two is family history. So if you have it in your family, your immediate family, mom or dad, you have a higher risk of getting Alzheimer's. Doesn't mean that you will, but you do have a higher risk. There are two kinds of Alzheimer's, actually. There's young onset and later onset. So that means that there's two genes that are stored in your spinal fluid. One says that you will get Alzheimer's, and that is the young onset one. And then there's another gene that says you might get Alzheimer's, but you don't have to just because you have the gene. And that's the later onset Alzheimer's, and that's the more common one.
Let's talk about hope. This is a diagnosis, and you've given a lot of grim realities that come with this diagnosis. As an association, what do you offer a family who's just learned that a loved one has been diagnosed with this disease?
We have a care navigator who's a licensed social worker in our office that meets with families one-on-one or with the person with the disease and kind of navigates them through the process. Because everybody says, like, now what do I do? Because when the doctor says you have Alzheimer's disease, they probably say, I'll see you in a year. So they're kind of left hanging. So we help them with that. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week helpline. We do also have support groups, and that is so important for the person that's taking care of someone.
Do you have a personal connection?
I do. I lost my mother and my grandmother both to Alzheimer's, and that's really why I do what I do, and I'm so passionate about doing it. But there is some promise. I don't want to be too glum about it. Some things have come forward, a new drug that is looking promising, more promising than it's ever been. So we're excited about that. We thought women got Alzheimer's more often than men just because we live longer, but it's not. So last July, it came out that women get Alzheimer's two-thirds more often than men, probably because of estrogen. And it depends on how many babies we've had, how many miscarriages we've had, when our cycle started and stopped, how did menopause go? All of these kinds of things. Now they're saying, look, women that have had two or more children, they're not getting Alzheimer's as often. Why is that? So there's so many clinical studies going on, thousands and thousands of them. And before we can find a cure, we have to find all of these other connecting bits of information that lead us in the right direction. And I also wanted to say, too, that African Americans get Alzheimer's twice as likely as Caucasians, and Latinos get it 1.5 times as likely. So we have a demographic there that really needs some education and some help.
What advice do you have for someone who receives the diagnosis themselves or it's a loved one and they're just seeing dollar signs? Obviously there's the emotional toll that it's going to take, but then there's a point where you start to think about the pocketbook.
The money is the scariest part. I know I was so scared that my mother would outlive the money, because then what happens? Many, many people are going on Medicaid that never thought they'd ever be on Medicaid, because it's just such a drain. If you look at how you're going to do the care, either keep them at home or in a memory care facility, you're looking at least $6,000 a month. And the average stay is 5 years. So you can do the math, and it's just a ton of money. And it is a financial hardship, because if you don't have the money, then where do you go? And there's very few Medicaid beds that are available.
If you had a magic wand in your role, if you've thought about this, what would be on your list?
I would have Medicaid buildings looking beautiful, like the other memory care facilities do, with all the amenities, with the great staff, the great food and everything that they serve, only for people that have Medicaid. We just don't have that. And nobody wants to open them because the way that the state pays, they're so behind, you can't afford it. If you don't have any private pay people in there, you can't afford a Medicaid building. And that's, if I had one wish, that's what I would wish.
There might be people who are listening right now who know deeply the effects of this disease on the people who they love and care for. What message do you have for those who are struggling to understand its consequences every day?
I always say to the caregiver, you are number one. You have to take care of yourself first. You have to get that respite care. You have to get away. Don't think that nobody can do it but you. There are people available that can step in. They may not love them as much as you do, but they can care for them as well as you can, because you need a break. Very young people are dying before their older parents because they just can't do it. This disease, the entire length of this disease, you cannot do it by yourself. It's not possible, mentally or physically.